Thank you for contacting Fly High Ministries. It's really good to be with you today. Today's message, I'm going to be talking about taking from the hardworking man. Taking from the hardworking man. I don't know about you, but I'm really sick and tired of big organizations. I'm really sick and tired of the oil companies. I'm really sick and tired of government agencies. I'm really sick and tired of the church taking from people and calling it God. I don't know about you, but there's so many preachers up there today. There's so many people in authority today that are just taking from the hardworking people. If it's not the cable company taken from you, it's the phone company taken from you. If it's not the phone company, it's the gas company taken from you. And there's people in these organizations that are storing up so much kind of wealth today, and they're storing up so much wealth, and it's so greedy, and they think that somehow this wealth is going to somehow secure them. And they're doing this on behalf of the hardworking people. If it's not businesses paying out pensions or retirement, if it's not companies treating employees with respect, I'm telling you, we live in such an evil nation today, but the Bible, Jesus warns us about these kind of people. Look on the news. I mean, I'm not just talking about big corporations. I'm talking about those people in the church that are not giving others a chance. I'm talking about people in business that are not promoting those that need to be promoted. I'm talking those that are not honest, but they're greedy, and they're storing up more money for themselves. And this is what America has become, a place where you just store up money, store up money. And I tell you, people don't look at you with respect anymore. They don't look at you as a human being. They just want to know what's in your wallet. They don't look at you as a person created in the image of God. They just want to know where you work, where you live. I'm telling you today, today's message is going to be taking from the hardworking man. Let's go to Luke chapter 12. It's the parable of a rich fool. Now, the rich fool thought that somehow that he could, he had no mind for humankind. He did not care about people. He did not care about anybody else but himself. All he cared about is how he looked before people. Come on, somebody. Just like there's a lot of people today, all they care about is how they look before the media, before people, before governments or the community, before the church. That's all they care about. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher," now this is Luke chapter 12, verse 13, "tell me, brother, to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." Now, I don't know about you, but Jesus Christ said all kinds of greed. He means greed in the church. He means greed out of the church. He means greed in the government. He's talking about there's certain kind of people that all they are greedy. See, the dividing the inheritance, this was an inheritance. This was the property that was left by a father to his children. And among the Jews, the older brother had to share or twice as much with the other brother. This goes back to Deuteronomy 21:17. But the remainder was then equally divided among the children. Ezekiel 33:31. And Jesus saying, "Who made me the judge? It is not my business to settle controversies of these kinds. They are to be settled by the magistrate." This is what Jesus was saying. And then Jesus said, "I came with another purpose, and that's to preach the gospel. And so to bring men to the willingness to do right. Civil affairs are to be left to the magistrate." Jesus said, "Hey, I'm from another kingdom. You leave this up to the magistrate." Well, there's no doubt that Jesus could have told him that what was right in this case, but then it would have been interfering with the proper office of the magistrate and might have left him into a controversy with the Jews, and it was, besides, evidently apart from the proper business of his life. Jesus Christ said, "Hey, look, I'm here to do right." But he did give a warning. But he said to them this parable, "The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crop.'" Now listen up. In verse 15, chapter verse 15 of chapter 12, then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. See, basically he's saying beware of covetousness. Beware. See, a man's life is something taken in a sense of happiness and facility. And some have supposed this to be the meaning here, and that Jesus meant to say that a man's comfort does not depend on influence. That is, one more than is necessary for his daily wants. But this meaning does not suit the parable following, which is designed to show that property will not lengthen out a man's life, and therefore are not too ardently to be sought, and is of little value. The word, therefore, is to be taken literally. Now listen. And he told them this parable: the ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" I don't know today, but a lot of people are trying to store up wealth for themselves. They're trying to store up their 401k, their retirement. They're trying to live a very easy life. Let's make life work for me. Let's make my finances work for me. And not only do they want to build a church, but they want a bigger church. They want to build a house, but they want a bigger house. And somehow if they had a bigger house or a bigger church or a bigger, more fancier car, then somehow that would bring honor to them. I'm telling you, we are in a very greedy society, if you haven't already noticed. Our government now is greedy, and people no longer have honor to do what's right, but all they want is to store up for themselves. And this is very evil. But look what God says to that man who doesn't care about people, who doesn't care about helping one another, who doesn't care about spending time with Jesus, who doesn't care but only care about how they look before the community, only care how they look before people, only care how they look before others. Jesus said to you, but God said to him, "You fool. I'm telling you, you big companies, you're a fool. I'm telling you, you oil companies, you rich people that think that you're a mafia. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, you world elites, you're a fool. You think you control this earth, but you don't control anything. I'm telling you, kingdoms have come before and kingdoms are gone. Alexander the Great thought that he could control the world. Come on, somebody. There's been kings and queens that thought they could control the world. But I'm telling you today, but God's calling you a fool. You big oil companies, you businesses that are laying off people, God's calling you a fool. Those of you that are making a decision to lay people off, you're a fool. Those of you that are building ethanol plants and taking and raising the price of crops, you're a fool. Those are you that are building technologies that only oppress the people, you're a fool. Those of you that want to create more red tape for jobs to hurt others, God is telling you that you're a fool. Those of you that are in the school systems that are making it harder for people to get an education because you have created more red tape so you can put more money in your pockets. I just found out that institutions today, school institutions, are making millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. God's saying you're a fool. And those of you that are storing up all this money, the owners of these big corporations, God's saying you're a fool. This very night, your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? So all these things that you're storing up, all those things that you're cheating, all those things that you're taking from the hardworking man, all those things that you're taking from the American people. Come on, somebody. God says, you fool. And what you've done is you have given up your soul, God says, for this very hour. For this very night, your life will be demanded from you. I'm going to take your life. You thought that you were going to take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. You thought because you had millions of dollars that you have stole from the hardworking man, that you have raised taxes. Come on, somebody. Hey, pastor, you thought that because you owned a church and you had support of your congregation, that somehow then you were getting money and you had... See, this ain't just a rich. This is somebody who wants to think that they can live a life securely. This is not just for the rich. This is a man who wants to not give up jobs or not take a risk. He's the one that never wants to get outside of his own little wall. God says, this very day I'm going to take your life. And I'm telling everybody. I'm telling these big oil companies today. I'm telling these guys are making decisions to lay off thousands of workers today because they want to store up more wealth for themselves, but the heck with other families. This is what's going to happen to you. God said, today I'm going to take your life. And he said in verse 21, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Anybody who thinks that they can store up. And this ain't a measure of amount of money. This ain't a measure of how much you have in your bank. This is anybody who thinks that money is going to save them. This is anybody who thinks because they have money that somehow that they're immune to death. I don't know about you, but you can have money, but you can't run from a disease that can touch your heart. And God said today. Verse 21, it talks, lays up treasures for himself, acquires riches of his own use for himself. This is the characteristics of a covetous man. It is all for himself. His plans terminate there. He lives only for himself and acts only with regard to his own interests. How many people today in our society only act for their own interest? They only care about, they don't care about richness towards God. But he has no inheritance in the kingdom of God, no riches laid up in heaven. His affections are all fixed on this world, and he has none for God. I don't know about you, and it's pretty sick because it's in the church. I don't know how many churches today live for the world. Oh yeah. Wherever the world turns, the church will go right alongside of it. God forbid. We don't want to tell the world it's wrong. But I'm here to tell you, world, that you're wrong. I'm here to tell you, people, that you're wrong. I'm here to tell you that if you don't know Jesus, you're wrong. I'm here to tell you today, if you think that money is going to save you in this time, you're wrong. I'm here to tell you today that you need to lay up riches in heaven and not in money. I'm here to tell you today, those of you that are so concerned about money, that today that God is going to take your life. I'm here to tell you that tonight God is going to take your life. You're going to find something that's going to happen to you. I'm going to tell you that those oil companies that think that they can steal from the hardworking man and those guys that have sold their soul to get to that high position to make those decisions, I'm telling you that God's going to take your life. And this is to anybody. The Bible says anybody. See, the Bible says, this is how we know. The wicked man are often significantly prospered. Their ground brings forth plentiful. God gives them their desires, but sends leanness into their own soul. God sends leanness into their own soul. His soul will start getting dried up. See, the riches with them, with these riches, is always an increasing load of cares and anxieties. You ever know that those that have riches, it's never enough? There's always more. That they steal away the affections from God are sly. They're sly, insinuating, and dangerous to the soul. But see, that's That is the anxiety of a covetous man. Is not what good he may do with his wealth, but where he may hoard it and keep it secure from doing any good. You see, you tell me why God should not put a judgment on this country today. You got everybody storing their wealth in the stock market, thinking that somehow that they're going to be set for the rest of their life. And then when the stock market crashes, they're scared. They don't know where to run. Because they have sold their soul to the stock market. And as the Bible says, you will say to yourself that you have plenty of good things laid up for you for many years. To take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 19, chapter 12 of Luke. But I'm here to tell you that the riches cannot secure their haughty owners from the grave. Death will come upon them suddenly, unexpectedly, awfully, in the very midst of the brightest anticipation, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it may come, and all the wealth that has been accumulated cannot alleviate one pain, or drive away one fear, or prolong life for one moment. Riches cannot buy that. That the man who is trusting in his riches in this manner is a fool and in the sight of God. God's calling you a fool. Also, he will be a fool in his own sight and will go to hell with the consciousness that his life has been one of eminent folly. I don't know about you today, but those of you that layeth up treasures, look at Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Timothy 6:18, James 2:5, Luke 12:33. See that the path of true wisdom is to seek first the kingdom of God and to be ready to die, and then it matters little what is our portion here. It matters little what our portion is here and how suddenly or soon we are called away to meet our judge. If our affections are not fixed on our riches, we shall leave them without regret. If our treasures are laid up in heaven, death will be but going home. And happy will be the moment when we are called to our rest. I want to keep in mind, and I want to put a warning out to those rich people that are destroying our country today, that are devouring our economy, that are storing up wealth in their banks, that they think that somehow that they're exempt from the diseases of the world. They're exempt from God's judgment. I want to reread Luke 12, verse 21. This is how I will be with anyone. God is not putting a social class here. God is not putting a high or low position who stores up things for himself but not rich towards God. God is going to take your very life. And I pray today that we will trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop looking at the lies of the world. Stop listening to the lies of the media. Stop watching the lies of television today. Stop listening to the lies of some pastors. Stop listening to the lies that are being taught to us day in and day out. And know that the only true riches is with Jesus Christ. If you want to be rich today, son. If you want to be rich today, daughter. If you've hoarded up money and thought that would save you, I would ask you, as Jesus said, give that away. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray today that we would be rich towards you, that we won't be a fool, thinking that our money is going to save us, that we think our money is going to, we're going to be able to take life easy, or eat and drink and be merry, that we won't be a fool and to know that we cannot in any way run from your judgment. I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.